you have a country that a large portion of labor had to come from a certain group of people who had a very distinguishable feature, right? Which was skin color. And remember, this is worldwide, because this was happening at the same time colonialism was happening in other parts of the country where Black and brown people were also being categorized. Even indigenous people were being categorized. And the categorization was according to this concept of whiteness, which was in the law as a term. A white person was a legal term. A person of color was a legal term. And so these things create racism. I like what Reggie said, racism was before race, because you had to have some sort of ordering in society to be able to separate individuals. And this also goes on to other areas of law. For example, the Chinese Exclusionary Act was another racist. It was actually the first race-based law that was regulating immigration from China. And the effects of that also goes into how we see individuals from China and Asian individuals in our country. And that plays into that ordering. For example, this term American, when you think of American, American is seen as white. And I always use this example for Black people. Don't just watch Twirls Views of Slave or, you know, stories about oppression. But I just, you know, I always tell my daughter, I just want to see Black people in love and laughing for once and not just in chains or oppressed, you know?